folks, and welcome to this weekly update of Azure News from myself, Sarah Lean. This episode was recorded on the 22nd of March 2024, so let's dive in. You now have the option to automatically renew your Azure reservations at the time of purchase. This ensures that you're continuing your Azure reservation discounts and preventing the hassle of having to monitor those expiration dates. This feature allows you to effortlessly enable or disable automatic renewal at your convenience, providing flexibility while safeguarding your savings benefits. Within the Azure Kubernetes Service, or AKS, space, there's been a lot of announcements, so let's highlight some of them. AKS now lets you deploy pods without manually specifying host ports. Host Networking Security Group, or NSG, control is now available. You can now choose IP-based backend pool membership for new or existing clusters. Now you can deploy AKS clusters in dual-stack mode, which enables resource connection through IPv4 or IPv6. You can now modify default values for the kubelet parameters when using Windows node pools. You can also take advantage of Kubernetes 1.29 version with AKS in your production environment. The availability of the Gen 2 virtual machine SKUs for Windows node pools is now available. And lastly, you can now better understand the infrastructure costs associated with running applications at the namespace and cluster levels, and identify opportunities to optimize resource utilization through an Azure native experience. Moving on, Azure Files now offers geo-redundancy for 100 terabyte standard SMB file shares, ensuring high availability and meeting compliance requirements. With increased capacity, IOPS, and throughput limits, this feature is now available in 28 regions and will expand to all regions soon, offering those great enhanced reliability improvements for production workloads. Database Watcher for Azure SQL is now in public preview. This allows you to quickly enable advanced monitoring for your Azure SQL resources with the Database Watcher, receiving detailed performance insights in real time and visualized on Azure Portal dashboards. The Azure Application Gateway, a Layer 7 proxy load balancer, now supports Layer 4 proxy with TCP and TLS protocols, offering scalable and secure application delivery with TLS certificate management conveniently integrated into the Azure portal. This simplifies the management of multiple certificates for HTTPS or TLS listeners by providing essential certificate information for operational activities. Microsoft has open-sourced Retina, a cloud-native container networking observability platform. This is aimed at addressing the challenges of managing intricate containerized applications in the cloud by providing actionable networking insights and troubleshooting capabilities without code changes. Retina supports diverse environments and offers non-intrusive, easy-to-use functionality, making it a valuable tool across various setups. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and please don't forget to leave me a review, share this podcast, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. I'll see you all again soon.